Coming up on Hands on iOS, everybody's customizing their home screens, and you can join them. You just need to know a thing or two about widgets, and I'm going to show you how to use them. Hands on iOS is brought to you from Twit's LastPass Studios. You're focused on security, but are your employees? Well, LastPass can ensure that they are by making access and authentication seamless, whether employees are working in the office or remotely. Visit lastpass.com/twit to learn more.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands on iOS is brought to you by Taylor Store. Get 20% off plus free shipping with every purchase through October 31st at taylorstore.com/twit and use code TWIT. With the introduction of iOS 14 and the introduction of widgets comes a whole new style of home screen. Yes, Android folks out there have been rocking widgets for a long time, but look, if you're on iOS, it's not like you're going to make the hop to Android or vice versa, except in very specific cases. And so, you know, that's not entirely helpful to hear. Instead, what you want to know is how to use widgets on iOS, and that is what we're looking at today. So you can see I am rocking a different home screen than I usually do. Usually I've got a bunch of apps rolling on my home screen, a bunch of folders rather, with some apps there as well. But right here in the middle, you can see my calendar is there. And that is because of the new widgets introduced in iOS 14. So let's talk a little bit about widgets in general before we dive into some specifics. First things first, how do you get to widgets? Well, you have to understand that widgets are accessible via Apple's jiggle mode. What's jiggle mode? That's that thing where the apps used to dance around and you could change them and move them around or delete them or put them into folders. That's jiggle mode. And jiggle mode is how you continue to edit your home screen. How do you access jiggle mode? I'm going to stop my own jiggle mode here so I can tell you. You simply long press somewhere on the screen, and then you can choose Edit Home Screen. If you do long press in a place where there aren't any apps, though, for example, above the dock, but below that first row of apps, sort of to the left or to the right of the home screen indicator dots at the bottom, you can access the widget portion of the jiggle mode right away. So I'm going to take my finger and I'm going to place it there on the left side and hold down, and jiggle mode has started. You can see all of the little home screen indicators at the bottom, and in the top left corner, that is where the magic happens. That is the Add Widget button. So I will tap on that plus, and up pops the widget screen. I've got all sorts of widgets here. There's Fantastical, IMDb, Charty, Apollo, Carrot, Pocket Rocket, Debit and Credit, City Mapper, Filmer, Mimo, Food Noms, Open Table, and then you get to the list of widgets based on the apps that you have on your phone. So Apple has included some widgets of its own, but there are some third-party widgets that you can get to as well. Let's talk about, though, some of the ones that Apple provides. There's weather, there's TV, there's Siri suggestions, shortcuts, screen time, reminders, podcasts, photos, notes, news, music, maps, fitness, files, as well as clock, and calendar, and batteries, and smart stack. You can search for widgets up at the top if you've got a long list of apps that support widgets, or you can simply scroll through. This list at the top changes so that you kind of get an idea of what widgets are available on your phone. I have a pro tip for you, though, before we start digging in, and that is you will need to launch the app and sort of, I've noticed that I think you even need to play around in it a little bit, but launch any app that says it has widgets and sort of tap around in it for a minute, check in on what's new, etc., before you look for the widgets, because it doesn't seem like they automatically appear in the widget library. Now, I imagine that that's something that could be fixed in the future, but if you are looking and you're like, I thought this app said it had a widget, and for some reason that widget's not showing up, that's why. So I'm going to choose one that is one that Apple already has, so that if you don't have many third-party apps, you're not a little bit confused. The first one is called Smart Stack. And Smart Stack uses what it knows about how you use your device to show you widgets based on time of day and the activity that you normally do during those times. So if I tap on Smart Stack, you can see that there are multiple sizes for this widget. There's the small Smart Stack, the medium Smart Stack, and the large Smart Stack. And each of these has multiple options within that Smart Stack. So if I choose to add this widget, it will look at the apps that I use a lot and the ones that have widgets, and it will make a choice based on that to show you certain widgets in that category. But let's do a calendar widget just so you get the idea. So the first widget that's available is a small Up Next widget, which shows you your upcoming events and meetings. Then there's the medium-sized one that shows you a calendar on the right and your current schedule or Up Next tasks on the left. Then there's a larger one that shows you multiple Up Next events, and you have all of those options available to you. So let's take this medium-sized one. And another tip, if I tap that plus button at the bottom to add widget, that is one way I can add widgets to my home screen. But there's actually another way to do so, and that is simply to press and hold on the widget and start to move it onto the home screen. And then I can take my thumb and sort of drag it along and put this widget wherever I want to. So on this new screen, for example, I can then let go. And now that calendar widget is available on that screen. If I tap done in the top right, then it exits jiggle mode and the new widget that I've just added, the calendar, is there. Then I can scroll back and see some of the other widgets that I've added in the past. So once more, we will access widgets by going to jiggle mode. I've put my finger down in the bottom left corner to the left of those home screen indicators. And then I tap the plus button in the top left corner, and I've got my whole library of widgets. So let's add, well, I'm going to actually back out. I'm going to tap done, and I'm going to go to that final screen where I've started adding new widgets. Then, remember I said, is you can tap anywhere where there's not a widget or an app to quickly access that mode. So I'm just going to tap, as you can see, just somewhere on the screen and hold, and I can access widget mode. I tap in the top left, and now I can add some other things. Let's see. Why don't we see what different widgets Carrot has available? So there's a small Carrot weather option, a medium Carrot weather option, a small Carrot weather option for forecast, and a medium one for forecast, and a large one for forecast, small for hourly forecast, including precipitation, medium, a small one for the daily forecast, medium, and a weather map. So you kind of got your weather radar in small, medium, and large sizes. So I think I'm actually going to add that to my home screen because I don't currently have a weather map. So I will, once again, instead of choosing add widget, I'm going to tap and hold on it and then drag it and drop it there. And now I've got two widgets, a calendar and the Carrot weather radar. If I tap done, then it will properly load, and you can see there's not currently any weather that I have to worry about. I'll tap and hold again to bring up the widget library, and let's see, let's continue filling this out. I think we'll drop in a batteries widget that helps me. You can see there are different versions here, so I can see the actual percentage of my watch, which is connected, and my phone, which is charging. And then if you also put in Bluetooth headphones, if they have the right Bluetooth profile, those will show up, including Apple's own AirPods and AirPods Pro. So I will take that medium-sized one and once again drag and drop that onto the home screen. And now I've got that whole section filled up. This episode of Hands on iOS is brought to you by Tailor Store. Tailor Store lets you customize high-quality, made-to-order clothing. Its Size Me app revolutionizes the measurement process. It lets you customize dress shirts, chinos, suits, polo shirts, and shorts. You pick your fabric, your thread color, your buttons, embroidery, and so much more. And I am actually rocking two Tailor Store items right now, a Tailor Store dress shirt and my brand new green blazer. You can get 20% off plus free shipping with every purchase through our October 31st at taylorstore.com/twit and use code TWIT. That's taylorstore.com/twit with the code TWIT. Terms and conditions apply. But maybe I want more widgets. Well, folks, you can add more widgets. Once again, we'll tap that plus button. And now let's say I want to have, let's see here. What do we want? What do we want? Let's go with Apollo has some fun ones. So if I tap on Apollo, I can choose post widgets. Now, here's the thing. If I were to add this widget to that home screen, there isn't enough room to add another one of these medium-sized widgets, right? Wrong. You can stack widgets as much as you'd like into different widgets that are already available to create your own smart stack, essentially. So I will tap and hold on this widget, drag it, and then you just hover over the top of a widget. And then once you see that little gray outline appear above the widget, drop, and it adds it to that stack. I'm going to bring batteries back. It tried to run away from me there. And now see the indicator dots to the right of that widget. That shows you that there are two widgets there. When I tap done, then I've got those available. Okay, so now I've created a little bit of a widget thing we can experiment around with. Once you get your widgets set, you want to make adjustments to them. And that is an important thing because depending on the widget, it's going to have certain settings and features. So how do you make adjustments? Well, it's kind of like entering jiggle mode. If I tap and hold on any widget, it will bring up a menu that says remove widget, edit home screen, or edit and the name of the widget. If there aren't any options, any settings for a specific widget, then you will not see that third option. So I will tap out of this one. I will tap on caret weather and hold, and you can see there's edit widget, edit home screen, remove widget. I want to choose edit widget. When I do that, it shows you some options for this. What zoom level do I want? Well, I want to show the full county. What map style do I want? Well, I want it to be the light style. I personally want it to be the dark style. And then you can turn on or off that location marker. Plus, you choose what radar you want or what layers you want. So there's radar and some other things like wind and whatever it happens to be for this specific app. So I'll tap out of that and you can see that it changes to the dark map. What about if I tap and hold on calendar? Well, you can see that there's edit calendar. There's a new option called edit stack that we'll talk about in a minute. Edit home screen and remove stack. We'll tap edit calendar. And this lets you say, I would like you to mirror the calendar app, meaning that the upcoming events and appointments in the calendars that I've chosen in the calendar app are the ones that I want you to show here. If I toggle that off, then I get to choose what calendars I actually want to show on this widget. I'll choose mirror calendar app for now. And then we can back out. I can swipe up to access the Apollo widget. I tap and hold on that Apollo widget. I choose Edit Apollo. And then I can change the feed that I want. So feed type, I could change to popular. I could change to a specific subreddit across the whole site or a specific subreddit group. And then there's an option to toggle on or off the Apollo icon if you don't want that in the top right corner. So that is how you make an adjustment to that. But let's talk about the last and final option that popped up in that stack, which is edit stack. If I tap and hold on this widget and choose edit stack, then I can reorganize. Remember, I told you about these hamburger buttons, these three lines on the right side. Normally, you would think that that would give you access to a menu. But in this case, when you've got several different items in a line and you've got those three little bars on the right, typically, that is the reorder button, giving you the option to sort of grasp by tapping and holding on that area and then move up or down the stacks as you want. And then you see the smart rotate toggle. That is the operating system's way of asking you, do you want me to be smart about this or do you want to control what widget shows when? I typically turn that off because I'm a little bit of a control freak, I'll admit it, and I like to choose when a specific widget comes up. But if you keep that turned on, it will, based on your usage of different apps at different times of the day, as it starts to get to know you better, it will go ahead and rotate those widgets to show you the one that it thinks you might want at any given time. I don't trust it to do that, so I turn that off. But if you kind of want to always have something new and be able to discover something, then keep Smart Rotate turned on. Now, there are only two in this stack, but I could add more if I wanted to. I'll choose Close, and then I will show you one other thing that you should understand about widgets and home screens. If I tap in the bottom left or bottom right and hold to access this screen again, and then I tap on the home screen indicator bar down there at the bottom. You can see it's light gray right now. You can choose what home screens you want on display. So I currently want to show the home screen that's my home page. I have a widget page with battery and weather and my email. I've got a page that has some widgets that I'm playing around with. And then the last page, which is the page that we've created together here, that has those. If I select any of those, I can actually remove that page from the home screen or add it to my home screen. So I will deselect that app page because I don't want to have access to that. I just want these widgets. And then I will tap done and done again. So now we've got all of our widgets where we want them. But there's one more thing that I want to show you because it is a fun feature that can help you customize your home screen in specific ways. And that is a very popular app that has taken off called WidgetSmith. WidgetSmith is an app made by the developer underscore David Smith, and it lets you create custom widgets of all types to create a home screen that works for you. So on this page, this is sort of my WidgetSmith page. I've got my niece here. I've got my partner and I at the beach at one point on this page. Sorry, Aunt, the horizon is not straight in that one. I need to find the one where the horizon is accurate, as well as the current moon phase. But there are all sorts of options. And so I'm going to launch the WidgetSmith app. So I will start to type in WidgetSmith, and WidgetSmith pops up. And now I've got these different options. So once you get WidgetSmith, this is how you need to do it. The first thing you should do is launch WidgetSmith and look at the different widgets that are available. There's small widgets, medium widgets, and large widgets. And each of them can make use of different tools. So health, astronomy, tides, photos, reminders, world time, calendar, and weather. And then settings, which lets you become a member to get some more features, as well as managing permissions for all of the different tools that are available. So I will choose widgets. And you can see that I've got three small widgets here that I've already been playing around with. But I'm going to add a new one just so you can, actually, I'll add a medium one so that we can stack it. No, I forgot. I've got room. So we will do a small one. I'll choose add small widget, and I can tap on that widget, and then I will rename it and we'll call it the HOI widget. Okay. I'll choose save. I will tap on that again and then choose default widget. One of the cool things that's been set up with WidgetSmith is the ability to set scheduled widgets. So you can add a timed widget, meaning that at a specific time, I want this widget to show up. And then when time elapses, you know, it's 2 p.m., then I want you to show me these widgets. Very cool feature that really takes customization to the next level. But for me, I simply want to have one default widget called HOI. So I'll tap on that default widget to edit it, and I can change the style of widget. Do I want to do time, a date, custom, battery, calendar, reminders, weather, health and activity, tides, or astronomy? Well, I did call this one HOI, so I think what I'll do is set up a reminder, I will set up a reminders widget called Do Count. It looks at the different lists that you can choose. You filter it according to the reminders, you know, due in 24 hours, due in 48 hours, due next week. You can change the font. So there's the system font, there's New York, SF Mono, Futura, Noteworthy, Marker Felt, Chalk Duster, and Typewriter. The tint color, meaning the color of the text in this case. You can also choose a custom color if you're really honing in on an aesthetic. So I think what I'll do is choose a green that somewhat matches with the incredible Tailor Store blazer I'm wearing right now. It's kind of hard to see the match there. Yeah, we'll go with that. And then background color, I could make it opaque. So let's say, or rather not opaque, but different percentages of gray. So I would do white in this case. And then border color, do I want to add a border around the outside? And of course, a custom border if you want it. In this case, I don't want a border. And then now I am done. I'll back out of the HOI widget. I'll choose save. And then if I go to my home screen, go over to this page where I've started to add widgets, launch into jiggle mode, tap plus, and then find Widgetsmith, and then choose small widget, drag and drop that on my page, tap done, and then tap and hold, and remember this edit widget. Now I can change it to the one that I want, which in this case is HOI. And now I've got my reminders there on this screen. If I were to go back into the Widgetsmith app and make a change here, let's go with, we'll change it to the week number. Now, when I save it and go back out, boom, it pops up as the new one. So you can start to see the power of this. In fact, I will show you the one at the top that I have there, which is a date and photo widget. You can go from just time in specific locations, the clock, fuzzy time, which is, you know, 2:30, 3 freckles past a hair, the date in all sorts of styles. Custom, where you've added a photo or photos in a specific album so that they change throughout the day. Custom text if you want to. Upcoming events, the outlook, meaning sort of your calendar over the course of a few days. Reminders again, the weather, activities, tides, and one of my favorites, which is called Starfield. And this one is for showing you kind of what the stars look like out ahead of you at any given time. But I'm going to scoot this back to the clock there. And let's see, I think I had it as system, but I'm actually going to change it to Apple's new New York time or typeface rather. And then we will choose that. We'll choose save and back out to the home screen. And now you can see it shows 4:00. These are some really fun widgets that you can set up, and the developer is adding new ones all the time. So between custom widgets with exactly the photos and colors and text styles and fonts that you want to use, to just the multiple widgets that are available from so many different apps, I think there is a lot of fun to be had on iOS in a new way that we really haven't seen to this level, to this extent before. So I hope that you go out and make widgets and have fun doing it, because there's so much customization you can do now and so many helpful widgets. Folks, I hope you have enjoyed this episode of Hands on iOS. I'm going to be keeping a lookout for other widget creation apps and lots of new features for customizing your home screen exactly how you want it. This has been so much fun so far, and we continue to see so many cool ideas that people come up with. I can't wait to check out more. Please share your home screens with me. Send me your questions, your thoughts, etc. It's handsonios@twit.tv. Of course, you can subscribe to this podcast by going to twit.tv/HOI and subscribing to the show in video and audio formats. I do appreciate it when you do. You can also subscribe on YouTube. It's youtube.com/handsonios. And that way, you can get the show on YouTube. Hit that subscribe button, hit the like button, hit the bell if you want to be notified as soon as it's available. But yes, the best way to stay posted, stay tuned with this show is twit.tv/HOI. Until next time, I am Micah Sargent, and this has been Hands on iOS. Goodbye.
Be sure to check out the other shows on the network, like my other show, Hands on Wellness. I love to share different tips and tricks that's going to help you get a better grasp on your personal wellness. Just go to twit.tv/how and subscribe now.